And some of the studies on humans also support this idea that the mind can control the immune system. We know that people under great stress, when we analyze some of their immune functioning, we know that right before they experience a stressor, their immune systems become compromised. For example, accountants before tax time or students before final exams. So if you think in terms of classical conditioning, you know, like Pavlov and his experiments with dogs. In our case, the mental stress of just thinking about the exam or just thinking about being very busy at work is acting like Pavlov's bell, acting as a conditioned stimulus to depress the immune system. We find that today it is widely accepted in the medical field among healthcare professionals that the mind is a powerful effect on the body, and that this effect is especially negative when a patient feels helpless, when he feels he has no control. Elderly people in nursing homes. We know that there was one study done on nursing home residents. One group of elderly people who felt that they were in control of their lives and they made the choice to be there. Another group who felt that they were placed there by their family members and who really didn't want to be there and they felt out of the control of the decision. Well, the ones who felt out of control were much more likely to get sick and to die, to lead unhealthy lives, while the ones who felt in control tended to be healthier. And there's another way in which the mind can exert a positive influence on the body. In the case of problems like headaches, sleeplessness, even high blood pressure, more and more healthcare providers are teaching patients to control these by simple relaxation techniques, which can be very effective, more effective than medication. So there's real exciting implications with this work, and we're just beginning to understand how powerful the mind is in controlling the body.